Welcome to Korpberg Speaks Retirement, an audio podcast about investing in the stock market, financial planning, money management, and retirement planning. Each Wednesday, we help investors at all stages of life learn how to potentially grow and preserve their money from first job through retirement. Now here's your host, Miguel Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome to the Korpberg Speaks Retirement audio podcast. On this week's audio podcast, I discuss the positives and negatives of investing in permanent life insurance. Investing in life insurance may not be the first option that comes to mind for people when deciding where to put their money. However, it is one that for some people could be a beneficial strategy for diversifying their portfolio as they pursue their financial goals. There are two types of life insurance, permanent and term. Determining which type of permanent life insurance is appropriate for you depends on the features offered and your risk tolerance. So here are the types of permanent life insurance. One is whole life insurance. Whole life insurance is typically easier to manage and more predictable. You have fixed premiums and a cash value account with the potential to grow wealth over time. You can normally withdraw or borrow against the cash value during your lifetime. However, your death benefit will be lowered by the same amount if you do not pay it back. After death, your beneficiaries generally get the face amount of the policy, but not the cash value amount. Another version is universal life insurance. Universal life insurance is an option that may provide flexibility as your financial situation evolves. You can also combine the death benefit and the cash value so your beneficiaries can get a higher payout. A more expensive universal life insurance option is the indexed universal life insurance. However, this alternative fluctuates with the stock market and offers flexibility in premiums and death benefits similar to regular universal life insurance. Variable life insurance is a third option. Variable life insurance may be riskier than whole or universal life insurance because the policy allows your cash value to be put into your chosen investments. Generally, the premiums are fixed and returns on the cash value are not a guarantee. A fourth option is variable universal life insurance. Variable universal life insurance is exactly what it sounds like, a combination of variable life and universal life insurance. This policy's cash value will fluctuate based on the investments you choose and the market. So here are the pros and cons of permanent life insurance. The pros: wealth growth. You have the potential to grow tax-deferred cash value over time, meaning your money will not be taxed while it grows. Because it's not taxed yearly, it accumulates faster when the interest you earn is applied to the cash value amount. Another pro, flexibility. You can usually withdraw from the cash value part of the policy while you're alive without canceling the coverage. Your heirs would receive a lower payout when you die, but you also typically do not owe income tax on withdrawals up to the amount of the premiums you paid on the policy. Another pro, lifelong benefits. Generally, you have lifelong benefits. Even if you live to be 100 years old, the policy will pay a benefit so long as the premiums are paid. Last pro is combining cash value growth with death benefits. Depending on the policy, it is possible to combine the cash value growth with the death benefit. As long as you're paying the premiums, your beneficiaries can claim the policy's death benefit after you pass away. So those are the pros. Let's talk about the cons of permanent life insurance. Number one, beneficiaries only get a portion of the money. Depending on the policy, the cash value you may not get passed. Repeat that again. Depending on the policy, the cash value may not get passed on to your heirs. Con number two is lower than expected death benefit. If you withdraw money from the cash value or take out a loan without paying it back, the death benefit is reduced by the same amount or more. Should a loan exceed the policy's cash value, the policy could lapse. Another con is slow growth. It takes time to build cash value. Another con is cost. Premiums are generally more expensive than term policies, and potential fees may be high. So there may be other advantages and disadvantages not listed here that you should be aware of depending on your financial plans. But it is more common for people to buy life insurance so their heirs will have something after they're gone, as opposed to being a financial instrument to grow wealth. Consider speaking with a financial professional to help you determine if This investment option would benefit you and your long-term financial strategy. Also, make sure to visit our website, www.kortbergretirement.com. Our site is filled with educational videos, ebooks, publications, and financial calculators designed to help you learn more about your finances. As you search our site, send us a note regarding any questions you may have about any particular investment concepts or products, and we will get back to you quickly with a thoughtful answer. This is Miguel Gonzalez, Certified Retirement Counselor and Managing Partner with Kortberg Retirement Advisors, signing off for this week's educational podcast.
The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Please consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group LLC, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group LLC and Kortberg Retirement Advisors Inc. are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal.